This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The long way to the top of the UFC. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yep, the big light heavyweight fight has been announced a day early. We're going to have the first response of Tim Kennedy coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll continue with your phone calls as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And look, it's important, obviously. Tim's a patriot, a listener, involved with us in a lot of different productions. And it's just great to see him with another big fight coming up, because we'll be able to reach out to so many UFC fighters, UFC supporters, and UFC fans with what's really happening to the country. They've even had mainstream news articles. Hey, will you print one of these? I forgot to tell you guys to do this. I see them all the time. Why are a disproportionate amount of UFC fighters conspiracy theorists? Because they're independent type people that are willing to actually get in a ring. They're not cowards. And so they know the real world, intrigue, subterfuge, what's going on. They're soldiers, you name it.
Oh, most of the UFC fighters are like Alex Jones. What the hell? Look at all of us. What's going on here?
Well, because they're not in mommy's basement. There it is. Why are so many MMA fighters truthers, conspiracy people, and just plain weird? Yeah, I know they're weird. They're not in mom's basement. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Canadian soldier. Worry about a false flag. What do you think's coming up with this election? Crazy times.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say you got fantastic products. I'm a disabled vet, and they were great. They gave me a better quality of life, just to let you guys know that.
Well, thank you. What product specifically, have you got the best results with?
DNA Force, because I got I was in a hot zone. I'm protected, and my nervous system's being eaten away. So
you're talking about DU, you're talking about depleted uranium.
No, actually hot zone, meaning chemical weapon zone.
Oh, chemical weapons. I'm getting hot. Yeah, sure. Well, listen, let me send you free 2 bottles of DNA Force, my friend. If you give us your name and number, we're going to send that to you because you're a disabled vet. So you're right, hot zone's a chemical. I guess what would you call a radiological zone then?
And then the cost of
Anyway, sorry, you were plugging the product up. Go back to your political point.
Actually, you know what? They tried to start a war in 1999 in Pristina Airport using us and the Russians. We disobeyed a direct order from General Clark, head of SHAPE, right?
I remember that. They were taking Pristina, they were bringing the Muslims in, the Russians landed, and then they ordered you to attack them, and then you said no.
Yeah, we stood down. Because we got an order from Lord Jackson, our Brigadier Mike Jackson at the time. He said all units at the airport stand down, because it was a classified piece of equipment that shot down the stealth fighter, the F-117 Nighthawk.
Well, I'd love to have you on as a guest sometime. Well, tell us about where you were at the time and what happened.
At the time, I was right at the airport, and we saw Russian forces, 2 BTR-80s. There were 4 Lav 25 reconnaissance vehicles, and a Warrior was about 9 Paras on top of it. And we shut down our engines right away, because that's a sign of hostility, right? And then we got orders, because we had the old 524 sets. So about maybe 16 of us heard the orders. And one of the orders was, go through them. About, you know, if they, you know, as soon as we start our engines up, they pointed their weapons at us. We pointed our weapons at them, and I was looking at some kid through my GPMG, and he probably knew he was going to die. But for like 45 seconds, nobody pulled the trigger, because we all knew what the consequences was or was going to be. Right?
And meanwhile, NATO was telling you attack the Russians when they had when the West was illegally taking over that southern airport for the Islamic invasion to take over. Incredible. That's why they want robots, because they will follow the illegal orders. I tell you what, Canadian soldier, if you can hold a while, I want to bring you back on when Tim Kennedy's on, if you can. If not, give us your address. We're going to send you two bottles of DNA Force free and some other products as well from InfoWarsLife.com. God bless you, sir.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you.
Now, I follow the UFC. I don't follow a lot of other sports because I'm so busy following politics and the true sport. And obviously this election, 53 days left, this is probably the most important election in modern U.S. history. Even mainline analysts are openly saying that right now. Well, if you look at what's happening in the fight world, it's just as historical, just as epic. And it wasn't supposed to get announced till today, but it got announced yesterday. But we've got Tim Kennedy here with his exclusive first look response here in Austin, Texas, where he lives, training right down the road from the InfoWars.com news studios. So I want to thank Tim for offering to come on here and give us the exclusive today. Tim, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Well, so November 12th, I'll be fighting Rashad Evans at Madison Square Gardens. This fight has huge title implications. He's a former light heavyweight champion, moving down to 185 for the first time. And the current champion, Michael Bisping, the last time that we fought, I beat the brakes off him for 25 minutes. It was one of those fights where I could have knocked him out, could have submitted him, but he had disrespected one of my friends, and he spat on one of my friends. So instead of just submitting him or knocking him out, I just humiliated him for 25 minutes. That's the current champion. So when I beat Rashad Evans, they're gonna have one choice. They gotta let me fight the champ. So what I got right here, this is my bout agreement. This is the agreement from the UFC for me to fight Rashad Evans right here in November 12th, Madison Square Gardens. And can I borrow your pen?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and execute this. If that's cool.
I didn't know you were gonna sign it on air. Yeah, okay, yeah. Here we go. Let's do a document cam.
Yeah, I'm fighter right here, so I'm gonna sign fighter signature right there over Tim Kennedy. And today's date? What is today?
Wow, that's incredible. So it's the 15th, sir. So even though it wasn't supposed to get announced until today, officially you are now executing it.
Yep.
So even though he announced it earlier to steal your thunder, it doesn't matter. You now actually did officiate it here on air.
Yeah.
You're always full of surprises, too. I didn't even do that.
Kind of shady that that he was announcing a fight before I had signed my bout agreement. I'm super respectful to my opponents. You know, sometimes feel like things going on, and I'm never going to pressure anybody to do anything, which is kind of what he was doing. I'm fighting because I want to fight, and I'm looking forward to fighting at Madison Square Gardens. The first fight in UFC history in the state of New York and at Madison Square Gardens, and I'm going to be right there making it go.
Well, there's the camera right there. You telling me the first time they're letting these fights into New York. This is epic. This is historic. They've been waiting for you to fight for years. You can talk about why that hasn't happened yet. But, I mean, tell them you're coming for him right there on camera four.
November 12th, fighting Rashad Evans in New York at Madison Square Gardens. I'm coming to not only win but to dominate. I need to make an exclamation mark to the entire division that I have been and I still am the best fighter in that division. And there's going to be no question that my next fight after Rashad is for the middleweight title.
And for those that have been living in a cave, you might go back to the fact that you were totally dominating the last guy, and then he wouldn't get out of the corner and then ran up. It was just like something out of a movie. It was so crooked. You called him out for being on roids, and it later came out he was.
Yeah. It wasn't a hard jump to a conclusion. Look, you know, how he's competed. This was Yoel Romero. So in the UFC, I'm all but undefeated with a very, very controversial loss. To a guy that doesn't even deserve us talking about him. You know, moving forward, the only thing I'm looking forward to is fighting Rashad Evans at Madison Square Gardens, November 12th. You know, this is going to be historic, and it's going to be a dominating fight for me.
You're a tough guy. I mean, let me tell you, but I mean, he's no slouch. This is going to be a big fight.
Yeah, he's tough. He's well-rounded. He's a collegiate wrestler. He has powerful hands. You know, he's going to sprawl and ball. He's not going to want to engage with me. He's going to try to hit me from the outside, you know, which is fine. Fight camp. I have a long fight camp leading up to this. I've been training. I'm in shape. I have 2 months to get ready for the fight. I'm going to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Jackson Winklejohn MMA. We're actually going to bring some cameras from InfoWars to film some of my fight camp. You know, when you're training, you're training 90-minute sessions once, twice, three times a day. You know, there's one day a week that I only have one workout. All the other days are two or three times.
Which you're going to love.
Which I do like. I mean, that's almost normal for me. You know, but with those long workouts, it's hard to keep the energy up. It's hard.
Well, let's put the tweet up we just sent 10 minutes before you came on air when you were actually getting in your suit out of your workout clothes. I mean, you look like you're in pretty much perfect shape right now. You look like you have very low body fat. How in the hell are you going to lose all this weight?
Yeah, so where I'm at right now, weight-wise, I have 25 pounds to lose in the next 8 weeks. I'm maybe 7-8% body fat. I need to lose another 3-4% and 25 more pounds to make weight on November 12th. You know, I use InfoWars products. You know, I use Super Male Vitality when I'm tired, when I'm broken, when I'm, you know, trying to get, you know, just go home and be intimate with my wife. It's those things. It's these supplements that kick me into the next gear so I can have another training session and, you know, have the energy and libido to keep things
going. And by the way, this was never planned. I went to high school with Shane Steiner, who's a really good workout buddy of yours, and you guys have been training on it 3-4 years, and then he just told me everybody at the gym really loves the Super Bowl Vitality. In fact, Shane first came here and really didn't like supplements then and made fun of me because I was still pretty much out of shape, still am compared to you guys. He's like, oh, yeah, a supplement, male vitality. He was a Superman. He comes back like a month later. He goes, I want a whole case of that. My dad wants, who's a world champion bull rider, in a super good shape. He's like, you know, 60-something years old. You know, looks like he's in the same shape as you. And because it's cold-pressed, known herbs. I didn't develop this. The top herbologist, you know, doctor group in the country. I mean, the guy that, like, you know, the Hollywood stars all use his stuff. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's, like, sold in medical clinics. He let me basically private label his stuff that's sold at medical clinics, and that's what it is. And it's cold-pressed, but it doesn't copy testosterone. That's why you're able to take it, and you were able to be tested and you know, and come up clean. It only gets your body to release the hormones you already have. And what I'm told is it actually blocks estrogen mimickers that are in all the plastics and crap, so it brings you more to your natural state. So here you are, Mr. Clean. I remember when Shane said, yeah, Tim really likes this a few years ago. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, he'll be a sponsor. That guy doesn't take anything. He's famous for them testing him, and, you know, over and over again, on any drugs. This is legal and lawful, but he won't want to take it. But at the same time, I mean, it is natural. It is normal. And so I'm just honored that you are taking it, because this is, I mean, this is crazy. It's also good for InfoWars. A lot of folks are getting the product because you've endorsed it. I mean, let's be honest, though. You said it was just a moderate response because you're already such at peak performance. When you're really out of shape like I was and everything else, you really notice the difference. But for me, everybody says it's the libido is the most obvious.
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, you feel that I want to go home. I want to be intimate. I want to hang out with my wife or my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whatever. It is so significant and it's so noticeable. So even I just want the tiniest gain from where I was. You know, the United States Athletic Anti-Doping Agency comes and tests me all the time. They test me when I'm on this.
A few months ago, it was like, what, 4 days in a row? Yeah,
it was unbelievable, which is totally fine. You know, like you dropped a video today about self-sustaining life. You know, and in that, I say you are what you eat. You know, it is vitally important that we as Americans, we have an obesity epidemic in the nation right now. We have to get connected to what our food is. We have to know what our supplements is or what are in our supplements. And what's in the things that I'm taking are real herbs. This is real food that I'm taking before workouts and after workout.
Totally natural.
Totally natural to feel better and to be the most elite athlete on the planet.
And by the way, years ago, you and Shane were going out and getting raw milk. You were getting your vegetables from the Amish. And people ask what your secret is. You are out there getting the best raw food.
Yeah, I mean, this is the video right now. You know, this is
you guys farming. This is what you actually do.
This is here downtown.
And you take Boston, your kids and do it. That's what it's all about.
Is the connection to your food, the connection to, you know, life and the hard work and actually getting that benefit from being connected to what's being put into your
body. I was about to say, doesn't something in your brain click when you're digging in the mud and planting stuff?
So, and then you get to eat that? You know, do you remember being a kid and you're working so hard to build that erectus?
But see, you come from a family of farmers, so that's why you already got it, so.
Well, thank God, you know, and now I just want to pass that on to other people so they can understand and get connected. You know, if you're hurt, if you're overweight, if you have injuries, if you're an athlete and you want to take it to the next level, start looking at what you're putting into your body. You know, right now we have a huge sale on InfoWars. It's 20% off for the Super Male Vitality. It is because of the announcement of this fight right here and me getting ready to fight Rashad Evans at Madison Square Gardens, you know. Go buy the product. I believe in it. It's the real deal.
And I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm no Ted Kennedy, but 70 pounds I've lost taking Super Male and the X2 and other products. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this stuff really works.
It does. You feel it. You notice it. And I'm still getting faster. I'm still getting stronger. You know, I'm still becoming harder to kill every day. It's just being and refining that
version. Even though you are, like, at the top of the Al-Qaeda and ISIS kill list.
God, I hope so. I need to kick it up a notch. You know, like, obviously, Al-Qaeda, you know, they said they're going to kill the creators of South Park because they made fun of the Prophet Muhammad, and they said they're going to come kill me. We're all still alive. So maybe I just need to get on the Clinton hit list because then I'll have some
company. No, well, I'm actually on that one. I'm on their enemies list. I know that. We're going to skip this network break. By the way, do we have Tim Kennedy tackling me the other day? Because I want to pull this up because this actually happened. I noticed Shane was filming. And Tim was already tackling people and vice versa. And then I knew, it wasn't even staged, I just knew. I saw Shane with the camera on me, and I said, I love Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, knowing that Tim would tackle me, I'm going to be honest, this is actually true. You tackled me, and that part didn't hurt. But your hair, like a whip, actually slapped me. You hit me so hard. This was a hair pow that it actually was like a bull whip or something. Let's play that clip for TV viewers. And then we haven't told the story yet, the rotten fish story. Do not tell this guy to go do something. He'll do it. It was this giant, rotting striper. In fact, Shane actually tweeted where you come up out of the water. People think it was live. I go, hey, look at that big dead fish. Go get it by the dam. He goes over, gets it. All these guts are coming out. I jump in the water, and it gets in my face. this guy's not puking, I start puking. So that is some training, dude, because let me tell you something.
Wait, I was vomiting. Or stupidity?
Well, no. You didn't throw up with guts all over you. What the hell's going on here?
I know. There's something wrong with my brain, obviously, because a normal person will be like, oh, I'm covered in
rotten fish guts.
You know, get me out of here.
All right. They're going to love this online, but it's a true story. Let's play the clip of Tim tackling me. Here it is.
I like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, that's where I support. So, Tim, can I'm going to support Hillary right now.
No! Ah! And then 5 minutes later, he discovers the fish. Okay, getting serious, though. Let's get back into this fight, because a lot of times these guys talk trash. You talk trash back. You were undefeated until this case you don't want to go back into. But, I mean, I'm watching. It's like out of a movie where he won't get up. I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm going to go to this fight. Madison Square Garden is a great venue. Last time I was there for the RNC 2004, it's historic. You're my buddy. But, I mean, they're saying now this is like the most anticipated fight ever. We're not just hyping this because you haven't fought for several years. Why is that?
Priorities. You know, like I like fighting. I enjoy fighting. It's a sport. It's a hobby to me. But where this country's at and where it's been for the past 2-3 years, actually for the past 8 years, has been down a road that if we continue down, we won't have the America that I love any longer. So I committed to myself and to my family, to my friends 2 years ago, that I was going to start doing things to affect change, to improve our country, to improve, you know, even just on a micro level, the people around me, law enforcement community, military. So I started companies and start training law enforcement guys. You know, these shootings that are happening over and over and over again that cops are getting a really bad rap for, it really comes down to their training. So that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years. I have been working nonstop.
But I love the fact you're like the farmer warrior, or, you know, like George Washington going back to the farm. You don't care about the glitz, the glamour. The fighting is only a way to, I guess, be more famous, to be able to promote liberty and freedom. That's your real passion, and I've seen that. But if you win this fight, obviously, and then win the heavyweight or the championship in this, then obviously your platform will be even bigger to promote liberty. So I hope that, I know in between your fight training, you're going and training police and going and doing missions and doing other classified stuff. I mean, I hope you can just not do all the secret stuff and the police training while you're training. I mean, I think you really need to focus on the fight now.
I'm committed to this fight. I realize the ramifications, the implications, and the opportunity that's going to be afforded to me when I have that championship. You know, right now I'm a top 10 fighter. I'm a special forces guy. I'm a, you know, Green Beret, a sniper, a ranger. So people listen to what I say. But when I have a huge gold belt around my waist and I'm the champion of the world and I'm all those other things, and I say, believe in freedom, believe in dangerous freedom, give freedom a chance, understand what individual responsibility means, you know, have faith in your law enforcement, give them the tools that they need, give them the training that they need, it will have such a more powerful voice.
It'll be next level.
And that's what I need. That is the only reason that I'm doing this. I don't, honestly, I win this title, I might even just leave it on the octagon floor because I don't need it. I don't want it.
Exactly. I mean, truthfully, you're doing some really important stuff behind the scenes. Your wife's sick of it, I know. I mean, yeah.
There are way more important things than fighting. But right now, it is going to give me the opportunity to give back to the communities that I believe in and to pour and use that platform.
Well, I just appreciate you. You're so classy. I know you have these huge platforms, ESPN, you name it. Would love to have you come announce this interview. You gave it to us. Like last week, they said, Tim Kennedy's, you know, don't say it, Alex, but this is who he's fighting. And he expects the guy to say it the day before, but he'll do it, you know, that day the way he's supposed to. And Tim was coming on the show. I was like, wow, that's a big deal because this will be all over the news now. And so it really is tied to your message of liberty. You announced it here. Why? I mean, you're 2 minutes to the viewers, to the folks out there. I mean, we're telling the mainstream media, this is why Tim Kennedy's doing this. It's why he's fighting to promote liberty. This is his view of the world. This is why he's concerned. Tim Kennedy?
I want every opportunity. I'm going to use any platform I can to, you know, perpetuate the things that Alex talks about, the things that, you know, that I believe in, about freedom. And so if it's using to, you know, announce my next fight at Madison Square Gardens on air so that people come here and click on this, it's so they bring them here to InfoWars. It's so they come and listen to what Alex has to say. It's so they learn and their mind gets expanded and they open up their ears for maybe the first time and look at where we are as a nation and how much trouble we're in. You know, not to fear monger, but if we keep going down the road that we've been on for the past 8 years, we will not have the country that I love, that I bled for, that I watched friends die fighting for, that I fought for, that I killed for. That country won't exist any longer. We have to change where we're going right now.
Why do you think, because I don't think it's debatable, if you disagree, tell me, that Hillary, Obama, these globalists, they want to mount America's head on the wall. It's like we're a trophy. America gave them all this power, but they want to piss on the free market and the freedoms that made the country so great. I just don't get why they're in control. Why do they want to make everybody poor? Why do they want to have total control? I just don't get it.
They can't. So individual responsibility, you know, the self-sustaining farming, being in shape, it is being self-supporting. You know, you can control somebody that's poor, that's hungry, that needs a phone, that needs a check so they can go get food. You can control those lemmings. You can control that mass, you know, but the deplorables, the things that they call us, the things that they call Alex, the things they call me, like those are people that they can't control, and they hate us for that. They hate that they can't say something and we have to do it. They hate that I can go get my medical care outside of the government. They hate that I can go get my food and they don't provide it. They hate that I can go to a well and I can pull water up and they don't own it. They hate everything about me, about you, and about our way of life, which is freedom.
They hate independent, freedom. Organic humans. They want domesticated slaves that will believe any amount of bull Hillary puts out. Looking at Hillary and last week, they were attacking us on ABC, NBC, NBC, MSNBC. Jones is insane. She doesn't have epilepsy. And it's like God did it at 9/11 when she's been working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS all these years. Bill Clinton, you know, blocked the army killing, you know, bin Laden in 1999. That's been declassified. At ground zero, it's like biblical. She collapses with a seizure, and it just proves everything we're saying. And it's like everything we're doing all of a sudden is like, just gold. Everything they're doing is crap. It seems like that spiritually these people are fair game.
I'm not saying it's karma, but you reap what you sow. You know, and when you've been lying nonstop at every opportunity, at every single juncture, you know, it wasn't just that she was at 9/11 on, you know, at ground zero.
Benghazi.
It was, I believe, it seriously had to do with Benghazi. All of my friends that were there, that were dying, that were fighting, that were struggling for their existence, people are picking up phones, calling back to the Secretary of State saying, send us troops, send us special forces, send us the Army Rangers, send us anybody.
And they were on the plane. They were ready to go.
They are ready to go, and they couldn't take off. There's only a couple of people that have the authority and the power to say no, and she's one of them. So they're
saying, they got the stand on order.
It's falling, collapsing. You know, it's irony's tough. You know, karma's a bitch.
She collapsed like the World Trade Centers.
Yeah, it's tragic. But
where do you think this is going? I don't think the people that run her, the Saudi Arabians and the Chinese, I mean, I've talked to former deputy directors of the CIA and people that say, no, we know she is a Chinese agent. And now we have her, I was told this before it even came out in the emails, that she's working for the Chinese president. I mean, if you or I did this, we should be arrested instantly, and we should. I mean, she thought she'd be so corrupt that they wouldn't want to bring her down because they bring the whole government down. Well, you know what? Justice be done, may the heavens fall. How do you think they're going to try to strike back Tim Kennedy?
You know, Bill and Hillary have never had a real job in their life. They've been public servants their entire adult life. And they are worth $200 to $300 million.
That we know of.
Yeah. I mean, it could be even $500 million, if not more. All of that money came from where? Foreign governments. They were paying her while she was Secretary of State, Russia, China. So now what do you do? You know, they're their secret agent, the woman that they planned on being president, is now collapsing downtown New York at Ground Zero on 9/11. You know, they're going to be at a loss. It is going to get really ugly in the next 7 weeks. Ugly.
Well, I got to tell you, the military is completely awake. The police are awake. And they're not perfect, but they're America. And Hillary represents Soros and the globalists. And the globalists think that they're in the same ball game they were just a few years ago. They're not. They're now, the lights are on. The roaches don't understand. It's like we have night vision on. The roaches don't think we see them. I don't think they understand. I've always been a pessimist. But I'm being honest here, and I've even had Roger Stone on, who's a big pessimist. He says, no, we are running the tables on them right now. They are sinking fast.
Last week, I was in Dallas training law enforcement officers. You know,
our crew was there. It's coming out next week. It's incredible.
The video that you guys are going to see.
105 degrees, 10 hours a day.
In body armor. These police officers trained for 16 hours a day with 16. Rangers, UFC fighters, some of the best shooters on the planet, learning. They're there dedicating their time, their own time. They were being paid to be there to be better as police officers.
And I should have said 16. I noticed it's like early morning and then late at night you guys are shooting.
Yeah, we started at 6 to 7 a.m. and then we would work all the way till 10, 11, 12 a.m. the next day. These police officers were remarkable. But do you know what they were? Like you said, their minds were open. They understood what was happening nationally. They knew the shootings in Baton Rouge. They're connected to the San Bernardino shooters. They understood what happened to Orlando. They knew what was...
Let's talk about that and play the urban farming video that is so key. Not just to grow your own food. It consciously opens you up, folks. It's spiritual. We'll be back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Military people tell me that when they're going in on a mission on helicopters, they listen to this song, Ted Nugent and Stranglehold. Have you ever heard that?
Nugent, that guy is, he's a fire-breathing American. He said last week, bunch of coffins on a C-7 coming back. And he's like, hey, you, all you people that are taking a knee during the national anthem, can you point to which coffin with the American flag draped over it, it is the black or white American that you're protesting for, you know? Ned Nugent said that last week. It just, like, struck home with me. I had goosebumps. You know,
he's fire-breathing. In fact, that's how you described it. Ted Nugent is a fire-breathing American. Can we tweet Tim Kennedy? Ted Nugent is a fire-breathing American.
He is. I never want to be. I will never be on the wrong side of him because he and I are aligned in about 67% of things that he says. But I don't ever want to be on the receiving end of pissing off Ted Nugent, which would involve, like, pissing on your country. So I'm never going to be on that end.
Well, I mean, look, I don't want to put down these stupid NFL players, but they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. One guy's makes like $10 million in sponsorship a year, $114 million contract, $12 million signing bonus, and then he's got white parents that adopted him, and he's running around saying white people are basically the devil, and then bitching, and then like 9/11. I mean, I can see, okay, I'm not going to do this, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, you're not going to make me do anything. I mean, I don't agree with that, but I can see that. But what about on 9/11, I'm going to take a knee, no matter what you think happened on 9/11. We know criminals in our government worked with radical Islamists to basically carry that out and stood down. The point is, how do you blame the police and the firefighters and the people that died and the heroes? What the hell is your damn problem? It's like the ultimate level of a baby.
Yeah, it was pathetic. It was disingenuous. It was everything that you're not supposed to be on 9/11.
It was shameful. I mean, these people are
embarrassed. You know, there's already five teams I'm never going to watch. I love football. I love, yeah, everything about America. I love it. You know, like barbecue, bourbon, motorcycles.
I love football too, but watching these punks, I am.
You know, well, there's five teams I'm not going to watch. You know, and all of them had guys on their knees during the national anthem on 9/11. That's it.
But what is the point? I know it's all Soros funded. They now admit this was all manipulated. But what are the Democrats thinking? Like that sounds like the worst PR move ever.
I don't understand.
I'm making $100 million. America's horrible. Evil white people adopted me. They're so bad. I mean, what the hell is your problem?
Don't take a knee. Go affect change. Go enlist. Colin, if you want to make a difference, join the army. Join the police force. Take all of that power, all of that money.
Yeah, you be a good cop. Show us how we're supposed to do everything.
As an African-American that just recently converted Muslim to Islam, why don't you join the police force and be the connection between the disenchanted, disenfranchised community that apparently you're trying to represent? Go dedicate your time to those people that you think you're serving. Okay, then you'll get my respect. Then maybe
I was about to say what you want about the cops. The cops that work in these inner cities, that job, you could pay me $500,000 to do that.
Yeah.
That is a crap, and that is a bad job. That's dangerous.
$500,000? The police officers that are there.
$40,000.
Nice. Maybe. They do it because they believe in helping the community.
You know what I love, though? Obama and Soros trying to break the will of our local governments and our local people. It backfired. They didn't just give up and roll over the Justice Department and the UN takeover under strong cities. They actually completely woke up. That's what I'm saying. There's blind spots with Hillary and these people. What they did drove what was left of the police that weren't awake right into reality.
Yeah.
I mean,
no question.
In fact, the break hit. We can show some B-roll for TV viewers. Infowars.com/show if you're a radio listener. Infowars.com/show. And we're giving a sneak peek. It's coming out next week. Super powerful. 3 days. You guys are like 4 or 5. My crew covered for 3. 100 plus degrees out there. 16-hour days. You were talking about how awake the police are. And again, I never even made the police like the heroes. It's that now, as things get really bad in America, they're more awake than anybody. So then it's actually exciting. So
the police haven't changed. They are still the amazing top, I mean, they're the best Americans that there are. And they have been volunteering their time and committing themselves to serving the public that they swore to protect. It is just the media that has been demonizing them. It's been the attack nonstop from the left that these guys are doing the wrong thing. They're not. They have tried time and time again to do the right thing. And these police officers that came to this course working 16-hour days on their own time, using their own money, you know, this is at Sheepdog Response. Those are all my instructors. They're there at their own will, at their own time, on their own money. I was so humbled to see the commitment by these police officers trying to better themselves so they could do one thing, serve their community better. That's all they want. They don't make money. They don't have money. All they want to do is serve the community that they swore to protect. Protect and serve. That's what they're there for. And they are trying their hardest, their damnedest, to be the best versions of themselves so they can help. Learning how to fight, learning new rest and control. You know, if you know how to fight, if you know how to put on cuffs, maybe you don't have to shoot that guy. So they're trying to get better at it. You know, if you know how to shoot somebody, maybe you know when
and
you
the statistics show you're twice as likely to get shot, not even in population-wise, but actual per person, if you're white than if you're black. What's sad is the cops won't respond now, so record numbers of black Americans are getting killed.
Yeah, another good statistic is you're really, really increasing your chance of getting shot by the police if you're breaking the law. So stop doing that. Don't break the law and then do what the police tell you to. You know, if I get pulled over, my hands are on the steering wheel, and I'm like, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you want. I'm one of the baddest dudes on the planet, and I'm not risking anything. And you know what? They're gonna do exactly what they're going to do, and it's going to be safe, and they're going to serve and protect the community like they swore to. Don't be a jerk.
There's obviously in this country bad people in every profession, but the point is when foreign globalists bet all their money and hundreds of millions of dollars on a civil war based on going after police, that's exactly what Soros did in Ukraine 3 years ago, a civil war against police brutality. They overthrew the elected government. Now the country's in shambles. This is an attempt to cause a civil war. So there's no doubt.
The race baiting was, to such a degree, it was pathetic. You know, when you look at Baltimore, you know, and Milwaukee and Chicago, and look at how the media was playing, oh, another guy was shot. You're like, oh, dang it. It was by an African-American police officer who was on his back while the felon who had just broken the law, which was his third felony, two of which were violence against crime. Dang it. We don't know what to do. They just kept on trapping themselves in every single juncture, in every single corner. Because these guys are good. Yeah, nobody's perfect. They're still humans. The police officers try their hardest to make the best choice.
Well, look, I mean, there are obviously bad cops, and it's fun to sit there and attack them and go after them. But the point is, statistically, 1,000 people a year get shot by cops. Maybe you could say 100 are unjustified. 100 people out of 330-something million. I mean, we got TB killing hundreds of people a month now. They're just letting in. We've got hundreds of thousands dying in car wrecks. We've got illegal aliens killing tens of thousands a year. No one cares about that. It's all about saying your police are bad, and that's because they want to bring in federal control, global control, they admit, and federalize them and turn the police. You think the police got problems now, folks. They want to turn the police into globalist officers.
Look what the Department of Justice did in every single opportunity, whether it was Albuquerque or Milwaukee. They look for every chance to bring in federal law enforcement. They want federal law enforcement everywhere. They don't.
Al Sharpton admits that's the plan.
They don't want local control. Local control means independence. That was the basis of the Constitution, was affording us independence to do whatever we think is right. They don't want that freedom. They don't like dangerous freedom. They like control. Control, it might as well just be Russia. Might as well be China. Might as well be North Korea when you have the federal government that is taking care of the elections, that is coming in every time there's a shooting and making it a righteous or an unrighteous shooting. We have problems. We need to head this off and recognize that the law enforcement community at the local level is doing the right thing as best as they can.
And there's an attempt to federalize them. That's the demonization campaign, period.
No federal government and the law enforcement is the worst idea you can ever have.
Well, look at the FBI. They won't even give Congress the 302 forms from Hillary. They told Congress, you do a FOIA. Now, I want to shift gears back to Rashid Evans. You seem very, very confident. He's obviously a serious hombre. Let's talk about the fight a little bit more. Then I want to get into some of these video clips.
He's, he was an NCAA wrestler. He's fast. He's powerful. He won the Ultimate Fighting Championship TV show, then went on to some of the highlights of his career, knocking out Chuck Liddell, and then becoming the light heavyweight champion. I mean, he is no joke. He's been part of the UFC for 10 years. There's not an element of his game that isn't dangerous. You know, he has submissions. He has submission defense. He has powerful hands. He was one of my training partners in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I went there to help him get ready for a fight, and he asked to fight me. I was the guy that came there to help him get ready for a fight, and then he goes to the UFC and says, hey, my old training partner that flew to Albuquerque to help me get ready as a good teammate, can I fight him as my first fight at 185? And then I don't know what he thought, that I was going to say no to this fight, which is idiotic. Of course.
I think he knows it's going to be big.
It is a big fight. But
big? I mean, you haven't fought in years. I mean,
I'm only faster. I'm only stronger. And I'm even more powerful than I was. I'm hitting harder. My wrestling's better. My jiu-jitsu's better. There's not an element of who I am as an athlete and as a fighter that hasn't improved. So he's in for tonight.
Start over. He's in for what?
So Rashad Evans on November 12th isn't for enough. A very, very rough night. I'm going to dominate him every single way. You want to stand and box with me? You want to bang with me? You're going to get knocked out. You want to go to the ground and try to wear me out? Bro, just tap now. Don't even show up to the fight. No, if you're going to sprawl and brawl, which you know you're going to, plan for me coming forward like a maniac. I'm coming for you.
What do you do if he comes out swinging? Toe-to-toe?
I would love nothing more. I think he knows that his chin has deteriorated to a place that it is not sustainable to stand and bang with guys. He used to have a chin. It's not there anymore. If I touch his chin, he's gonna go out. I don't see him coming and wanting to go toe-to-toe with me. If he does, I'm down to bang. I'll be 100% in for a slugfest. Whatever.
So, your final message. Bottom line, what's going to happen?
Bottom line, November 12th in New York, the first fight at Madison Square Gardens for the UFC. Rashad Evans, you're going to be dominated in every single way. You don't stand a chance.
No, I know. I'm buying my plane tickets right after the show ends. I cannot wait to see this, man. This is going to be unbelievable.
I'm pumped. You know, I'm ready to not only win this fight, get the title, but then have that platform to talk about sustainable living.
But I mean, here's the deal. I don't normally even care about stuff like this, except I know you. I know all the stuff you've been through. You support liberty, freedom. You're doing this part-time. You don't even want to do it, except to promote freedom. I was like, you've got to win. And I don't want to go back to the last fight, but I mean, the guy sits there and won't get up. You kicked his ass. Everything happened. He's talking about being able to take a pounding. Then he finally hits you like 10 times, didn't even do anything, but you're bleeding. And then they give the fight to him. That was just horse crap.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, it also demonstrated kind of, I'm such a fair person. You know, like, I believe in right.
That's what I told you. I said, if this guy punches you in the nuts, you got to hit him in the nuts.
He's going to cheat. I'm going to hurt him, and he's going to look for an easy way out. This time, I'm expecting that. I'm anticipating him to grabbing the cage. I'm expecting him to, you know, poke my eyes. You know, he's going to try to kick me in the groin if he gets tired. It is not going to change anything. Not a damn thing.
So what do you do with my kick you in the groin? You just turn it off?
It won't matter. I mean, you can hit me with a baseball bat on November 12th, and nothing's going to stop me. Nothing.
I can't wait for this. I've been waiting for this a long time, I tell you. I want to skip this network break and play this clip. This is just a five-minute little piece of a larger 20-minute piece we're putting out that is just Tim Kennedy and the crew, and this is what Tim does on the weekend, out there growing vegetables, and they got pigs, and they're slaughtering cows and everything else, and they're running around getting milk from Amish, and they're taking their kids with them. In fact, Shane's a better dad than I am. He's actually doing that with kids. I do it every once in a while. I mean, you guys are really doing it. You're getting back to being human. And what's exciting is you say this is bringing you to a next level of strength.
Yeah. You know, we as a people, the American society, just layer after layer of shrouds have been put over our eyes. We've just become so disconnected to all the things that make us a powerful, strong people. We the people, right? That people part, that is the most important, essential element to being an American. And for us to be strong, we have to be individually powerful. Like, we have to know how to change our own oil. We have to know how an engine works.
Self-sufficient.
We have to grow food.
You're a slave if you don't know how to take care of yourself.
Stop being a slave. Wake up, America. And that's what this is. That's what this video is. That's what the True Patriot idea is to be committed to being an individual that understands how to be healthy and how to be self-sufficient, how to be self-reliant.
Tim Kennedy, Tim, you never even plug yourself when you're here. Tell folks about your Twitter, Facebook, places our listeners can follow the great work you're doing. And you also will see our videos that we're producing with him there on his site when we put them up.
Yep. For Tim Kennedy MMA, pretty much for everything Facebook. You know, if you want to learn about shooting, if you want to learn about how to be the hardest person someone tries to kill, go to sheepdogresponse.com. If you want to learn, you know, like, about what I'm doing day to day, go to my website, timkennedymma.com, or go to my Facebook, go to my Twitter. All of it's the same. You know, it's like, I'm too old and it's too late for me to change. You're going to get the honest version of who I am every single
day. By the way, it is honest. You've been saying some stuff that people take out of context and do that to me, but you're saying we do what we do. You know, we're fighting enemies and bad stuff happens. That's their fault for starting the fight.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to change. I am a barrel-chested freedom fighter.
Freebird.
That loves America.
Change.
Never going to change.
I want to play this clip, but again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a plug. This is how we fund ourselves, and I skip breaks, and I do everything else. I'm about to do it right now. We fund ourselves take lung cleanse with all these allergies that are happening. It's just a whole bunch of herbs into an oil compound. You pay more at Whole Foods for something that has like two or three herbs and alcohol. This doesn't have alcohol, and it's like 27 herbs, and it just really, you know, calms you when you're coughing. It's great for your kids. We've got a knockout, speaking of Tim Kennedy, where it's just, you know, the same dose of melatonin you get in a regular brand for $19.95. It's the same dose for $19.95, but then eight other herbs like valerian and others for good, healthful, restful sleep. Sometimes I'm all wound up at midnight, been working. Like when Hillary collapsed last Sunday, I couldn't go to bed till like 3. I'd take like two or three knockouts. Point is, it is a very low cost, super high quality sleep aid. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. And again, I don't claim to be a Tim Kennedy. I don't claim to be, you know, in super great shape. I used to jog almost every day and lift weights. For 10 years, I didn't work out. I gained 90-something pounds. But with Supermel Vitality, X2, and other products, it's helped me lose over 70 pounds of freaking fat. I gained back about 30, 40 pounds of muscle. I'm a pretty big guy. And it's incredible what Mother Nature gave us. And your purchase supports everything we're doing. But you heard Tim Kennedy, who I never intended to be a sponsor. I mean, he can have sponsors out the wazoo. This guy has any sponsor he wants. And he tried it, and it really helped him.
I like it. You know, is it evil of me that I don't want Hillary's camp to start using any of our supplements? Because she might actually get a little healthier.
You know, we thought of that as a joke, to send her some super female vitality. People said, well, wait, we don't want to help her. It might actually help her.
I know. That's almost unhuman of us. But no, but really, like, it affects change. I take super male vitality every single day. I love it. My wife loves it. My coaches love it because I have energy nonstop.
I love the giggling. I mean, it, let's be honest about it. The most noticeable thing within days is libido.
Yeah, there's a foundation to being an athlete. You know, there's kind of the four cornerstones. You got to have healthy sleep. You have to have that workload, that hard work in the gym or every day and your job, whatever that is, hard workload. Then you have to be intimate. You have to be connected with your spouse or whoever you're with. And then lastly is nutrition. All of those are equally important, and they all play parts in how you are healthy as a man. So for me as a male athlete, I have to be intimate with my wife every day, a couple times a day if I can. You know, like, I have to get good sleep. I have to have that good work, and I have to have that good food. And these things, super male vitality, is one of those things that is cornerstone to who I am as an athlete and as a man.
I'm telling you, it already funds so much of our operations, our best-selling product. If the average guy would just get it and experience it, I mean, it's incredible. And then you look at the reporters, the work we're doing. I coined the term 360 win, because if something doesn't have other people winning, and I mean, now if you attack me, I love beating you. But for average folks, I want to do something. Like, I like making my yard nice. I like helping my neighbor have a nice yard. I want to help my neighbor fix his car. It's just like we're all in this together. And it's the same thing. I only sell products that, I mean, I go to the top developers in the country and I say, I want the ultimate. And they go, well, that's going to be cold press, and it's going to be these 20-something herbs, and it's going to be really expensive because they're never dried. They're never kept in some warehouse for a year.
Or frozen. This is the best stuff.
It's wet. It's wet, and then it's like wine. They crush it. They turn it into oil. They mix it. That's why whatever it is in the essences of these oils, yeah, you take powdered pills, it still does something, but there's something more when it's wet. And so that's why literal Leviathan fat ass lost 70 pounds of fat on this. And it took me years of doing it, but I was swimming 2 miles a day some days. I had a lake house then. I would swim across the lake 1 mile and back. I would get out and I weighed 280 something pounds. I couldn't lose it. And I wasn't even, and it was because I was missing the key elements. And it was when I got on Supermail and X2 iodine that it all changed my metabolic system.
Wait till you see me on November 11th, which is the weigh-in day. I'm going to be 3-4% body fat. There's not going to be any bit of me but skin, muscle, and bone that is ready to do violence. If you want to look at how a guy looks perfect when he's taking supplements, when he's sleeping right, when he's training right, you know, and when he's intimate in the right times, you know, that is what.
Yeah, but you were in your shorts earlier. You look like a cartoon character. You look so good. I don't know how you're supposed to lose more weight. I mean,
I've got 25 pounds to go. November 11th, you're going to see this crazy version of an athlete. And on November 12th, when I actually step into that octagon, you're going to see an absolute demon of a fighter.
I'm ready. Let's go ahead and go to this video. It's a preview of it. It's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, I forget the title we've given it, but this is Tim Kennedy on the secrets to being self-sufficient. Urban farming is going on everywhere. Strangely enough, I think it's great. look at George Washington Carver and others. It's being pioneered by black Americans in Chicago and L.A. and other areas. But urban farming, this is the key to self-sufficiency. Here it is. Again, I'm not going to narrate this. It's mainly audiovisual.
Okay, I think you watch this. You see us digging in mud. You know, shovels, hands are dirty. And you're like, why? What's the point? What's the reason? You know, it's fulfilling. There's nothing like the end result of your hard work giving something tangible, heck, in this case something nutritious and edible, and feeling those nutrients and tasting it. You know, the idea of this quick, easy fix, the handout, the enabling, the entitlement, it's got to go. Like, this is it. The point of, you know, if you're an American and you believe in how great America was and can be, it's being able to appreciate the little things. Where does your food come from? Is it even food? You know, you go to the grocery store and you go and pick your stuff off the shelf or out of the freezer. Is there any real food in there? You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful lifestyle. And it's like when we pulled that radish out of the ground and took a bite out of it, it was so powerful with so many different flavors. Nothing like you can just go to the store and grab and eat. It's nothing like that. And that is just a tiny example, and you blow that up to this lifestyle of eating that way and feeding your body with these amazing, delicious, nutrient, real food, it brings your body to another level. So, you know, if you're an elite athlete or you're sick or you're having these daily problems or these aches, you know what? You are what you eat. Maybe start changing things up and finding and getting connected. You can start anywhere. You know, like, this might seem daunting. Like, this is a farm. This is beautiful. This is complex. You don't have to. This is not a starting point. It was for him. Sean literally just made a decision. I'm going to change and then change.
Started raining on us kind of hard. Take a break.
For you, my question is why? Why are you passionate about it? Like, why do you care about this?
Oh, man. When I started, I didn't even have an answer for that. I mean, people kept asking why, and I said, I don't know. I mean, I just felt this drive, this weird innate passion that was in me. I mean, I didn't have any background in it. And it's scary to step into a way of life that you know nothing about. But this, without a doubt, is the way we are supposed to live our lives. And because we haven't, for the past 50 years, you can see the mess that it got us into. So if I can use this small space, I mean, this 1 acre space, to inspire, to educate, to make a stronger America, to make a stronger Texas, then that is something my heart is completely behind.
We're coming to a point, across a turn in the road, a Y, an intersection, that if we don't change, we're going to be a dying nation. We're going to have, it is not sustainable what we've been doing. This is a micro example of the bigger picture of what is America and how can America be great. It's hard work. It's sustainability. It's appreciating what you are and how you got there. You know, you are what you eat. And do it. We're eating crap.
Wow, I am so excited to be associated with the work that Tim Kennedy and Shane Steiner are doing, and Josh Owens and the rest of our camera people, Michael Zimmerman, are just absolute blessings. They're so talented.